Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Very few things get the political pulses going in this country in recent years anyway, as much as bankers' pay. And since the Minister for Finance has announced lifting the restrictions on bankers' pay and the return of bankers' bonuses to attract the brightest and the best, they say, in the Irish banking system, the opposition has pounced. A kick in the teeth for ordinary people was the claim. So the arguments go over and back on this one. Where do you stand on it? Where do you stand on lifting the bankers' pay restriction of €500,000? That's what it was, half a million until now for banking executives. Is it the right thing at the right time? Let us know your opinion to 51551. But the Cabinet, well, it's approved plans to ease those restrictions on pay and bonus for banking staff. The measures will allow banks to pay bonuses of up to €20,000 to their employees and will also remove, as I say, the current salary cap of €500,000 from Bank of Ireland, which is no longer partially state-owned, as you know. The new measures, well, they caused a backlash from opposition this afternoon in the Dáil. Have a listen yourselves.
We've less than 3 weeks to go before you hand the keys of the Taoiseach's office back to Leo Varadkar, and Fine Gael Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue opens the door for the return of big pay for top bankers. It's a move that will pave the way for bumper pay increases for the top brass at bailed out banks. We're talking about very senior banking executives who already earn €500,000. It seems that former Fine Gael ministers who slipped out of government and into the roles of banking lobbyists have done their job very, very well. And of course, nobody should be surprised, because this is straight out of the Fine Gael playbook.
There are 20,000 people working in the three retail banks. Why is the opposition and why is Sinn Féin against, and why are you trying to prevent those workers? I'm talking about ordinary workers in the banking sector from getting a pay rise, because that is what you are saying, Deputy. And that's what you said this morning. I mean, if anybody's trying to kick the teeth of anybody, you are kicking the teeth of the ordinary bank workers of this country. And John O'Connell, the workers' union, this general secretary of the workers' union, workers in the banks, he is saying very, very clearly that the lifting of the restrictions on variable pay and benefits will benefit ordinary bank staff. That is what he is saying.
And that's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin answering the president of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald, a short time ago in the Dáil. For more reaction on these new proposals, we're joined by AIMTU leader Padraig Tobin, TD. Padraig, you're very welcome to the programme. What is your opinion?
I think, first of all, the banking system is no ordinary business. The stability of the state and the stability of families is largely dependent on a stable banking sector. And we've learned that to our cost in this country. So the banking crash cost us €64 billion. It puts, you know, it sends hundreds of thousands of people away in emigration. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their jobs. And many, many people are still in the courts today trying to unwind themselves from the debts that was loaded upon them, due in large part to the decisions of the banks. And many people will just find it really hard to take that at this stage, the government are saying that, you know, the cap on £500,000 or euro salary should be lifted. There's also a major problem here with regards equity, because, you know, we have a system whereby the government is saying to everybody else, you know, restrain your pay claims. Don't put in this really difficult time increased pay claims. And yet they're turning to the banks, who were part of that golden circle with those parties 10 years ago, that, you know, you have a free range. Don't restrain your pay claims.
But you said banking is a different business. So now you're making an equivalence between it and ordinary or the general populace who are working like you and I.
It is a different business. It's a business that significantly affects society in relation to how we function. It's a business also that is in crisis at the moment. What we're seeing in banking is an over-concentration of all the banks now just into two main pillar banks. We've seen KBC leave. We've seen Ulster Bank leave.
Why is that?
It's happening because of the fact that there's a lack of competition within the sector.
They say they're not profitable.
The reason that they're not profitable is because we have what's called an oligopoly in this country. An oligopoly means it's just two major players who control all aspects and conditions of business. They own such a large element of the market that they're able to determine whether or not there are banks in provincial towns, whether or not they deal with cash and the costs of the services they provide.
If that is the case, isn't it right that we have the best and the brightest people in those banks to make sure they get it right?
It isn't. First of all, I think it's important to crack the nut in relation to people who are working within the system on average wages. Nobody is complaining at all that a person on €41,000 shouldn't have a pay increase in this time of difficulty, or that a person on €41,000, which is the average wage, shouldn't have a bonus if they do their job correctly at the end of the year. What people are complaining about is people who are on 10 times that salary getting increased bonuses and pay. And
remember, you're saying then that the €500,000 salary cap for banking executives should remain, is that right?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
But what then, I think the Minister for Finance, Pascal Dunhuis, was saying that it was a difficult decision, this decision to lift that pay cap. But he said controls were affecting recruitment for IT and banking risk and cyber security jobs as well. You don't want that difficulty in the Irish banking system, do you?
Again, we absolutely not. But it's very hard to believe that those types of roles are costing in excess of €500,000.
And you don't believe them?
I don't believe that the necessary staff can't be achieved in terms of ICT in cybersecurity on salaries of less than €500,000 in this state. And just want to make one really important point as well. During the banking crash previously, it was very widely understood that large bonuses itself play a role in the culture within banks, in orientating those banks towards short-term profiteering. Mm-hmm. And that short-term profiteering was one of the aspects that led to the risky behaviour that those banks were involved in during the last crash. And, you know, rather than looking at long-term pay salaries for people within the sector, that's obviously don't lead to those risky behaviours. The government has reintroduced that, you know, high-octane salary bonus culture within to the banking system.
But would you
system.
Not accept that regulation has changed now and that's there's less of an incentive in that regard?
There's no doubt that regulation has changed. But, you know, the banks are still making serious mistakes, and we've witnessed that in recent times in relation to the Tracker mortgage scandal. We've seen €270 million in fines meted out to the banks in relation to that. You know, AIB and Bank of Ireland were fined €197 million in relation to regulatory breaches. You know, the banking system hasn't cleaned up its act 100% in terms of how it's dealing with customers.
So my final question to you then is, let's put you in charge of Irish banking for 1 second, and I'm trying to recruit a cybersecurity expert to oversee a bank's security operation. And I say to you, Pather Tobin, I'm having real difficulty attracting the cream of the crop here with the requisite expertise to keep everyone's data and finances safe on 500,000. Would you allow me to go over that? Or would you say no?
Well, first of all, what I would say is I don't believe that is the case. But if that is the case, I would say to the banks, make a business case to the Department of Finance in relation to that and prove that that is the case. Because, you know, I believe that that argument is being made to simply open the door up to massive wages within the banking system.
So you would allow then? Would allow the cap to be lifted in certain situations?
What I'm saying, that without evidence, I don't think that is feasible.
But you have just admitted to us here after one question, one precise question, that you would allow in certain situations the cap to be lifted.
First of all, as I said, I don't believe that is the case, Cormac. I believe it is possible to recruit people from the cybersecurity sector on salaries below €500,000 in this state. Okay. And all I'm saying is, if the banks really felt that was true, they would provide that information to the Minister for Finance. And I just think at the time when the Minister for Finance is closing the door and leaving the job, that the priority isn't on actually increasing the competition within the banking sector. That's a mistake.
Okay.
What we need is proper public banking system in this country to give customers an opportunity to choose outside of the pillar banks, to try and get services in their own provincial towns that actually allow for enterprise to develop in communities right across the country.
And I'll certainly be putting some of your points to Minister Peter Burke of Fine Gael. And we'll discuss this, among other issues, with him just after 5 o'clock. But Padraig Tobin, leader of AIMTU, thank you very much indeed. Míle buíochas a socht valin ar an glór.